The other thing that did not come out in Mr. Rosendahl's argument, and that they have attempted to obscure as much as possible, is the fact that the 955 application was never co-pending with the application that led to the 671 patent. The Patent Act, Section 120, requires that the second application be filed on or before the patenting of the first application. And everyone agrees that the second application was filed or deposited or whatever it was on exactly the same day that the 671 patent issued. Under the Supreme Court's precedent in United States versus Locke, which came down in 1985, after the MPEP was promulgated, the Supreme Court has held that before means the day before something happens. So in that case, it was a mining statute.
Yeah, Locke didn't have anything to do with the Patent Act.
It did not have to do with the Patent Act, but it did have to do with the interpretation of the word before under federal law. When Congress uses the word before a date, it's setting an arbitrary deadline. The Supreme Court was very clear about the fact that the deadline is arbitrary and that the courts have no ability to change it. They have no ability to grant a little bit of leeway after. And so if you don't meet your filing requirement before, you can lose substantive rights. Locke is very clear on that, and Locke is uncompromising in its requirement that people meet those arbitrary deadlines, even if they are arbitrary, even if before December 31st sounds like you could file it on December 31st. Before December 31st means December 30th or before.
Well, but you're putting an awful lot on the word before and its interpretation in a completely unrelated statute. Suppose in the Patent Act it said before December 31st and later on it said except for your oath, which could be filed later.
Then
clearly before doesn't mean everything, right? And that would be, I think, his responsive argument to you is the things that you're hanging your hat on are things that the statute otherwise suggested reasonably, in his view, could have been filed later.
They did not file anything before the patenting of the 671 patent. It's not just the oath or the fee. There was nothing filed before the patenting of the 671 patent.
You're saying there was no application filed before the other one issued?
Correct.
At all? This is your same day argument.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was confused on which argument.
The patent issues at 12:01, okay? And they filed later that day. In fact, they filed their application after the 671 patent issue.
You know, is it time stamped?
It doesn't matter because the patent office isn't open, so we know they weren't there at 12:01 in the morning to file it.
And you
so
consider
pending.
So they were not co-pending.